What is real and what is not real? What is fake? What is fact? What is fiction when it comes to Tombstone, Arizona? Hi, everyone. My name is Reverend Henry Flores, and this is Southwest History Travels. Now, check this out. I recently went to Tombstone, Arizona, as I normally do, because I just love the heck out of it. Well, we go over there, and we have a great time. We go first to eat, because, well, you know, it's a long drive. But nonetheless, one of the first or last things that you have to visit has to be the Birdcage Theater. Okay, built in 1881, yeah, it's still there. But, you know, it's such a gorgeous building, but the rich and the history and its ghosts, of course, are inside of the building. Now, check this out. You can walk inside and take a look at the stuff in the lobby. You can tell who works there because the staff are always dressed in Western attire, and they're very, very nice. They're very cool. So once you're looking around and you're taking a look at things, feel free to take pictures. It's really incredible inside. Now, once you make your payment and once you say hi to everybody, you're going to go into the room and you'll go inside of the Birdcage Theater itself. You will see a lot of, well, first, it's a dimly lit room, okay? It was a theater. So you'll be walking on top of where the seats were. And of course, you'll see the stage there. You'll see the curtain all the way in the back. And everywhere you go, all around you, feel free to take pictures because you never know. You just might capture something, especially in the balconies. Hint, hint. So as you're looking around, just admire all of the historical references and read what it has to say, because there's some things in there that you just don't know that just might happen. For example, there was a gambling card game there, and some of the stuff is still there. If you go downstairs, well, first you're going to go upstairs and take a look at the really huge black hearse, parts of more paintings and draperies, and then you can go downstairs and take a look at, well, where the real party was, where the brothels were, and those small little cribs, those small rooms where, you know, some afterward party would happen. And sure enough, they did. You'll even see a room where Josephine and Wyatt Earp used to stay when they had their romantical interludes. It was really, really cool. Legend has it that some people hear the sound of coins falling or, you know, dropping onto the floor, chips fall where they may, and sometimes people have the feeling of being touched, obviously being watched. So obviously you're going to have a great time. And then of course, once you get out of the building, you'll go through the exit, but you're going to pass the gift shop, which I definitely recommend you at least get something. All right, but it's an awesome, incredible place. Take your time. They don't want you to hurry up and just pass and go. Take your time when you go inside the Birdcage Theater. You will definitely love it. If you have any questions, feel free to comment down below. And if you have any questions, hey, right here to help. I'm Reverend Henry Flores. Thanks for listening.